Good morning. I'm Rob Hackelow. Along with Lisa Azizian, it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week, we check in with Act Smart IT in Pembroke. And of course, normally you would hear David Snell sitting in for David Snell. Only another Snell can sit in for a Snell. And we've got the other half of the dynamic, the very talented duo, Pam and David Snell. We've got Pam with us this week.
Pam, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob. And Rob, do you remember that 20 years ago when we started doing Tech Talk with you, that it used to be David one week and me the next week?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is in the early days of this program.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
Very, very early. Yeah. And then we realized I wanted to hear David's stuff, not mine. So.
Oh. Well, here we are all these years later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember David and I had a full head of hair back then. It was amazing. But times have changed.
I don't know if he had a full head of hair, but yeah.
Bada boom. Well, here we are. Pam, it's great to have you sitting in for David, mm-hmm. and we hope he is doing well, as I imagine the whole audience is sending him our best.
Thank you, yes. And we'll be posting on our Facebook and LinkedIn just what's been happening with David. He was in the hospital for 8 days. He is on the mend, and you'll hear his saga, if you're interested. We'll be posting it later today.
Okay.
All right.
I have to say, too, that I'm a reporter for this. I am not the tech guru that he is. So I'm going to talk about some things that I've read about that I get all these tech news, too, and I look at it from a different perspective. I'm like most people. I'm not the techie. So mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you some things that we need to know. And we're not techies.
Mm. Well, okay. we are going to touch upon, I guess, one of the biggest companies in the world, Apple.
Apple, it is. It's the biggest company in the world, worth $2.05 trillion.
Wow.
And they still have problems.
Oh, no.
So, I labeled this report poor Apple. So one of the things I want to talk about, and I want to encourage everybody who has an Apple iPhone to do their update now.
Oh, okay.
Because one of the things that's happening is that the framework that Apple's are built on, that their operating system is built on, has got a flaw in it, and they're having an update to fix that. And it's one of those things that it's not if you go to the wrong website or you do something wrong. It can happen to you just because.
Uh-oh.
You have an iPhone. So get in there and do your updates. And even if you have an older iPhone, do your updates.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I also want to say is that my whole report that you're going to be able to find has links to all this information. So
all
you
right.
can go a deeper dive.
All right. So don't Good. Worry if you're driving along. You can follow back later. We'll give you where to go.
Exactly. So the other thing is Apple is having a big fight in court with the Fortnite people, Epic.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, these people, the Apple people and the Epic people, don't want to give up any money. So in order for Epic to be sold on Apple or, their downloads and all that kind of stuff, they have to pay Apple a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it like an Apple tax. And so they're saying that this is a monopoly, they shouldn't be able to do this. And, of course, Apple doesn't want to give up that money, so they're going to court.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
I mean, that just kind of makes sense to me, though, that Apple would take a cut, right? Because, I mean, they are reaching users that are using the Apple technology. And so I guess it just sort of makes sense to me that they would take a small cut, although maybe it's not a small cut.
I don't know. I guess that's a good question, Pam, about anything. The creator as opposed to the deliverer of the item. It's just, you always get that bill, right? Your electricity, it's somehow, this is what it costs to make it, and this is what it costs to deliver it.
Exactly, yeah. But I guess 15 to 30% might be stuck in their craw.
Okay. Ooh, oh, okay. okay. So they're saying, okay.
That seems high.
They're saying...
Yeah.
But also, I agree with you. I think that the problem could be that, that if it wasn't for Apple, they wouldn't be there. Yeah, you can they want to be able, Epic wants you to be able to go to their website and get things from them and not pay Apple, get out the middleman. Mm. But without that middleman, they never would have been there.
They never would have got to be where they are today. So it's an interesting question. So we'll see where that goes in court. And let's see, we had some other trouble as well you wanted to mention?
You know, David's been watching a lot of television, which he never gets a chance to do, and he's been watching British television. He's found it very interesting to see what other countries' slant is on things, you know, rather than ours. We're seeing the American version. Apple is an American company. We feel very strongly about them. I think that our politicians feel very strongly about them. Mm-hmm. So what's happening in the EU is that they're having antitrust problems with Apple, too. And the maximum fine that they may fine them is $27 billion.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Okay.
Seems pricey.
Well, you know, they don't feel that love that we feel because, you know, our politicians are getting probably getting nice contributions from them and from Apple and such. So
I don't know. It'd be interesting. Know. I mean, I don't know how I feel. I mean, this is just, I have no idea, but I always feel like the EU or whatever would be tougher on those kind of things than maybe would be in the U.S., but I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Yeah. So this is two monopoly antitrust type court cases that they're in here in the United States and in Europe.
Yeah,
but I do have one little piece of good news that was reported on TechRadar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we find this interesting for us at home, that blood sugar and alcohol levels will be able to be tracked on your Apple Watch soon.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep. So, you know, I think that the people that have those glucose monitors attached to their arms.
Yeah.
That company might be a little upset because if you put it on your watch, you're not even having a prick or anything. It's I don't know how they do it, of course, but you can already do your blood oxygen and your pulse on your watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a nice, and the alcohol level might be good for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what can I, if I pull you over, can I just look at your watch?
Yeah, I know. How do you manipulate that?
Yeah, let me take a look at that watch. We got a problem here. I don't know. It'd be interesting, but you know, having any more data that people can monitor, I think is a good thing if you want that data, especially, of course, if you're a diabetic or you're someone that needs to definitely keep track of your blood sugar. That's very important. We know that kind of thing, you know, if something comes on, you really want to monitor that.
Well, this is hugely important. It'd be great. It will not only maybe send you an alert, but also it's like you're saying, that data collection over time is so helpful with your medical team to look at together to figure out, you know, what's the trends they're seeing thanks to that data on the watch. That's really interesting.
Yep.
Good
and
stuff.
And I wore my watch, my last one, and my pulse was the same as the doctor's.
Uh-huh.
Really? Oh, wow.
It was accurate. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. So you're saying what? The thing matched up exactly what they have. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was I thinking that her pulse was the same as the doctor's, as if both of them kicked her? Okay, no, I'm not paying attention. All right. Pam, where do people go to read more?
They can go to axmedit.com and read David's blog, or they can go to 95.9 or 95.9 WATD and follow the link to David's blog. And thank you so much. You were so gracious to have me on.
Oh, anytime, Pam. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll probably be here next week.
Okay.
All right. Pam Snell, in for David Snell.
Have a great day, Pam. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.